Okay, talk about the injuries a little bit. Al Wilson, with his neck, the MRI and x-rays were negative. He still has some tingling in that area. And if he still has that tingling on Wednesday, obviously he wouldn't be able to practice. If that tingling goes away, then he would be able to practice. Right now, we're not sure. Cecil Sapp broke his leg. He'll have surgery sometime in the near future. Of course, he'll be put on IR. Steven Alexander has an ankle sprain. He's getting an MRI. We're waiting for that. Dimitri Andil had an ankle sprain. Jason Elam has a hamstring strain. The MRI, there was no tear, a little bit of strain. Greek feels like he should be okay. And some other bumps and bruises, but nothing really serious besides that. Greek seems to think it'll be all right by the end of the week, but you never know for sure with those hamstrings. Which one? Yeah, the kickoff return when he got pushed back, broke his leg.
Well, now that you've seen the film, how do you feel about Cutler's debut?
Well, I mean, anytime you lose, you're disappointed. But I thought Jay did a good job. I thought he played extremely hard. You know, we talked about it after the game. You know, that one turnover, you know, that happens. You're trying to make a play and things don't, you know, turn out the right way and you give up a touchdown. You'd always like to have that back. I'm sure you'd like a couple other reads back, but that's, you know, that's part of the game. I like the way he played. I like the way he handled himself, and I feel very good about him.
What do you tell him now after that first game? You know, he did make some mistakes. He fell down a couple times.
Welcome to the National Football League. Well, this is reality. This is what happens in the National Football League. But you know, you learn by your experiences, and you go out there and you compete, and that's what he did. I thought he did some good things at the end of the game. You know, at halftime, you know, drove the team down the field, and obviously it only took one play, but you still got to make that play right in the fourth quarter. So, you know, some good things happened.
After you looked at it, do you still feel like maybe you gave him too much, or what did you come away with?
Yeah, probably. You know, you always go back and you take a look at things you did right, things you did poorly, and you always question yourself if you could have done things to make it a little bit easier. But, you know, that's always hindsight. You know, you are what you are, and you move on.
Now, is it in his hands?
No, it's in the shoulder area, Maybe up in the, maybe back up in the triceps too.
Did he hit Gerard?
Yeah, there's contact there. Gerard and Al were going for the ball when that fumble occurred, and there's a collision there, and that's when it happened.
So about the best case scenarios, you could, I mean, that scene was pretty bad last night on the field. I mean, for him, maybe even practicing Wednesday, is that as good as you could have, hoped for Al?
Yeah, I mean, which was obviously happy to hear the MRIs were negative, the x-rays were negative. He was released out of the hospital last night around 11:15, and you know, that was a good sign. Now, hopefully he feels good Wednesday.
Had you talked to Al?
Uh-huh.
Just anything about the conversation showed as far as how he's feeling the things and what he felt?
Well, just what I shared with you. He said he'd never, you know, he's had some pinched nerves and, you know, neck a little bit sore, but never had that feeling, you know, in his shoulders before. And in his fingertips, so he just laid there. He didn't want to be carried off on a stretcher, and he wanted to be able to walk away, but obviously the doctors, you know, they know what they're doing, and said, hey, if you got that numbness or that tingling sensation in the shoulders, you got to lay down, and obviously went through the appropriate procedure.
How encouraged are you by Tatum's performance after missing four games and then putting together 133 yards?
Hey, you know, had a great game. Ran it extremely hard and really proud of him. It's nice to have him back.
Mike, do you think, as long as Al was down on the field and as concerned for what he means to this team emotionally, do you think it affected the defensive players a little bit?
Oh, I know it did. You could feel it on the sideline. I mean, I was affected by it. You know, when a guy sits there and he's got, you know, can't feel his fingers and he's got something he's never felt before and the doctors know it and you watch him there for about 10 minutes, whatever it took. yeah, you're concerned for a guy's health. You know, you're hoping he's all right.
Mike, can you pinpoint one or two things, you know, why you were 7-2 and great shape 3 weeks ago, and now you're 7-5 and on the playoff bubble there?
Well, you seem to do a pretty good job writing those things out. So, no, I you know, heck, you got to make plays. You got to find a way to get it done. You either get it done or you don't. I mean, you can go back to a lot of different situations. You are what you are, and we just haven't been able to do it. You know, we've been close, but close isn't good enough.
You said you are what you are. What do you think you are?
Well, last I remember, we're 7-5. I thought he did a great job. Great job. Not playing the position before. I think he'll get better and better at the position, the more comfortable he feels. Being able to adjust the ball in a different area of the field, which he's not used to. But he's got great ball skills, extremely bright. Even though he's not very big, he still makes tackles and can cover great one-on-one. So I thought it was a good move, not to take anything away from Chrome Cox, because he played extremely, extremely well.
Do you think he can be your starter the rest of the year? He'll be your starter the rest of the season?
Well, I can't guarantee you that, but he'll play.
On that fake field goal, it looked like Jake threw like a no-look pass like you'd see in basketball. Was it designed that way where kind of blind?
No, we just made it up right there on the field. We just usually do that. We draw it up in the dirt and we just toss it over our shoulder. Yeah, we've been doing that for a couple of years, and you know, every time you get a situation, you don't get that situation very often to try it. But, you know, with that time left, with the seconds left, being 100% rush in that area, that type of rush, we thought we'd take a chance, and Kelly did a little bit better. Steve Alexander went out of the game, and Patrick Chikwara was at the position blocking down. And I think it might have given Kelly a little bit of heads up that something might be coming, because he's a little bit too aggressive coming down, but at least he got the first down. We were able to get the field goal.
What was the goal of that play? What were you expecting he might be able to get?
Oh, a touchdown. We've seen, if you take a look at all these gimmick plays from years past, you'll see guys walking with that play.
But speed Jason would be going to walk?
Well, Jason is faster than you think. I think he was like 4.7 coming out of college, even though that was 38 years ago. But.
Any regrets about using that play just because of what happened to Jason? I've
always had regrets. You know, how many fake kicks have I had since I've been here? And part of the reason is I don't want to take a chance of getting a kicker hurt. Jason assured me that he would not be hurt, so that's why he's probable this weekend.
Would you have confidence in Ernst? Or let's say, you know, Jason doesn't improve during the week. Would you have confidence in Ernst or kick?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if we would have kicked a long field goal, if we went into overtime, Ernster's got a very strong leg. Obviously not as consistent as Jason, but I've watched him kick 50, 55, 60-yard field goals.
Like you feel a little bit like you're plugging holes in one hole and another one kind of coming up. You know, you talked last week about the running game gets going, and the color struggles a little bit, and the defense struggles with the running game, and then they play well this week, still can't find a way to win. Are you perplexed a little bit about week to week?
Yeah, your goal is to find a way to win. And any time you fall short of that, you're disappointed. I thought we played extremely hard. I think everybody that watched the game knew we had opportunities to put it away left and right. And we didn't get it done. And, you know, that's disappointing when you have as many opportunities as we had not to take advantage of it.
Mike, you've talked in the past about how you critique players and plays on film. Do you have a process for critiquing yourself, your own play calling? And if so, how does that work?
Yeah, you know, I always, you know, it's pretty tough because you're always tough on yourself. You know, you always, if something doesn't work or you look at something, you always, you know, second guess yourself. And you know, that's part of going through the process of being in this league. You know, you try not to make the same mistake twice, and sometimes you make it 10, 20 times. But, you know, that's the nature of trying to get better at what you do. But yeah, you know, any time you lose a game, I think you go back and second guess yourself a lot.
Do you find that because you have a tradition of doing the unexpected, that the unexpected becomes expected in this game, if that makes any sense?
Sometimes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes. That's why you got to be careful not to, you know, do things like that. So, you know, you keep people off balance. But if you're talking about that first third and one or third and two, you know, the first drive, sure, I'd like to have that over again.
Yeah, earlier you said, welcome to the NFL, Bob Cutler. And I think that first start as a rookie quarterback is tough to do. And, you know, he had a game about like you would expect. Do you think that he can get better fast enough to win games immediately? Because it's going to be tough again this week.
Well, you know, that's one of the reasons why I made a change last week. And we sat here and talked. I thought he gave us the best chance to win. And you make those decisions and you go on. And sometimes it's a tough decision. Sometimes it doesn't look crystal clear why he made the decision, but I believe it's the best thing for us.
What do you think of the Brandon Marshall play after looking at it?
Oh, it was a great play. And it just shows you what type of ability this kid has. I mean, you haven't seen a whole lot of plays like that, at least since I've been here, where the wide receiver being able to break two tackles and make a run like that. That was an exceptional, you know, exceptional run after the catch, and hopefully things to come.
Thank you.